was a temple where Master Renjun resided in New Jersey. I was giving a talk because they were celebrating their New Year yesterday. I want to give them some familiarity from Master Renjun's talk. So I imitate Master Renjun's style, and I came out with this 7-word poems to illustrate my talk.
那这一章的内容是我想了好久才勉强把它做出来的。那我们的长华华师跟我论事啊。Now
this poem I had prepared for a long time. I gave a very, very thorough and deep thought what I'm going to put in. And after I wrote it, Changhua Fa Shi gave me some critics and some edit, and that is the outcome of this work.
另外我们的这一个 Harry 跟 Echo 就是帮忙翻译啊。
After that, it was translated into English by Harry and Echo.
他们说还不错，内容还不错。All
of those people helped me said not so bad.
这里面虽然那么多，那里面的主要大概有三个重点。
Even though there are a lot of things covered in this poem, but there are 3 major points.
第一个就是说，是用色身修华身，还是用华身修色身？
The first point is, are we using our physical body to cultivate the Dhammakaya, or the other way around?
用色身修华身比较容易懂，其实比较容易懂，就是用你的色身来修我们的智慧、福德。It
is easier to understand the concept to use your physical body to cultivate the Dhammakaya.
因为就是说用化身，修色身应该就是执着色身了，就是我们现前的这一念心，本有的智慧，然后我们说我们的本心，也是可以用这颗心来修我们的色身，也可以用这颗心来修我们的智慧，我们叫做用这一个心来修化身，而且用色身来修化身。But
when we talk about using our Dhammakaya or our original mind to cultivate our physical body, it's harder to understand. In other words, to use this original mind to cultivate wisdom and compassion or merits is harder to understand for us.
那第二个大点就是，假设你要用我们这个色身修智慧，那你就要化验。那在化验的时候，往往就碰上业力了，就是业力比较差，那个什么，业力比较强。The
second key point is when we are using our physical body to cultivate wisdom and merits, then we need to, based on our, we have to generate our vows. And when we start generating our vows, situation will happen, we will be influenced by our karmic force. And so there is this interaction between the karmic force and our vows.
那最重要的就是在那一种愿力跟业力的那种消长当中，我们去长养我们的百折不挠的精神。
Then the important point is while we are generating our vows, at the same time being influenced by our karmic force, this interaction between these forces that one will increase or decrease, and it will be determined by our persistencies.Then we will see which one will go increase and which one will become decrease.
那最后一个就是你面对任何事情都能生欢喜心啊，那个这个世界就欣欣向荣。
The last key point is, regardless what you are facing in front of you,If you were able to use the joyful mind, then you will gain true prosperity.
好，我们从第一堂开始讲啊，就是今年是兔年啊，那要过年就增加一岁，对不对
？Now we will start the poem.、嗯、This new year is the year of.A rabbit. All of us will increase 1 year, our age.
增加一岁好不好
Is it good?
如果用钱来算，就是说你有一百块钱可以用啊，现在每年就用拿掉一块钱。
If we illustrate our increasing our age.Using monetary as an analogy, like every year you increase 1 year, meaning you're losing $1 of your investment. Is that good? I mean, you lose $1 in your bank. Is that good?
我就是从佛教的观念来讲，生命是什么？是永恒的，是起之不尽用之不竭的。
Actually, from the point of view of Buddhism, life is eternal. You can't use it up.
但是如果你把生命设定在这一生，哇，你可能就说，哇，又少了一岁了，少活一年了，所以很多人就拼命要什么。要什么用长生什么不老啊
However, if you define your life as just this lifetime, then you will be afraid because every day you will think, ah, I'm that much close to the end.
现在我常常接到人家很多寄来怎么养生的，我不知道你有没有接到，哇这一家说要这样养生，那家说要那样养生，最后你不知道要怎么吃，这个也不能吃，那个也不能吃。
I often will receive messages telling me how to keep my body healthy. You tell me I cannot eat this, I should not do that. All kinds of messages teaching me how to keep this physical body healthy.
我不晓得西方人有没有这种养生之道啊
？I don't know if there are any kind of remedies in the Western world in that teaching people how to live longer, how to keep your life longer.
我就是食物养生的那个食物
，especially through food.
啊，都有啊，所以东西方大家都很怕死啊。
So, I guess all, you know, East or West, we all have these kind of remedies, how, what to eat and what not to eat to keep our life longer, based on we're all afraid of dying.
我想大家 的那个愿望都会希望就是什么健康啊，然后长寿，那没办法不死嘛，就是死得什么好死，对不对？
I guess we all wish to have a healthy, we wish to be healthy, long life. We can't wish to not die. So we will wish to have a good death.
有没有人不希望这样子的？
Is there any one of you don't wish all the things I just listed?
没有了，请举手。不希望这样子的，请举手。就是短命，然后多病，然后就是什么，然后短命多病，然后还有什么，就是
坏死，
就是不是拍死吗？呆死是吧
？Raise your hand if you wish you have a short life, very bad health, and really terrible death. Raise your hand.
我知道有一些人是说。他希望什么？就心脏又死的时候是心脏什么？心脏发作就死掉了，然后不希望这个癌症这样拖又拖。
Some people wish they just get a heart attack and boom out, that was it. They don't want to have some cancer drag them along, so you know, so painful.
那另外还有不少人现在打那个什么什么什么树啊。啊，什么什么尿酸是啊？玻尿酸啊，那就是要让自己就是永保年轻这样子。
Now some people will inject some kind of, I guess some kind of Botox, to keep them young.
那这个大家就是希望，其实大家是希望就是什么长寿健康。死就不要讲了，死当然就是好死啊。
So this all indicates that we all want to have healthy life and live long.
好死容不容易？
Is it easy to have a good death?
这个长得漂，就是弄得漂亮，还可能还容易一点，那好死就不容易了。
It's probably easier to, you know, to beautify your appearance, but to have a good death is probably not easy.
这里面就是其实有几个问题啊，我们都希望长寿健康，可是万一这个色身已经不能用了，你是不是就换掉旧车子，然后再乱个新车呢？还是想办法就拖拖拖。
There are several issues in what I just talked. One is that we all wish to live long, to have a healthy life. Do we have this concept that, oh, this old car's already done, finished, it can't be used anymore, I would just exchange it to a new car, or I just drag it and just try to do anything to keep this old car.
你们会采取哪一个？好像就是啊，换了啦，换车，换新车了啦，这个旧车不要了啦，哪一个？
Which one will you choose? Change to a new car?
我看很多人就是明明已经是很难过了，他还是什么？死不瞑目啊。
I've seen many people, even though they already in such and such a painful disarray situation, they still hang on to that last breath, wouldn't want to go.
好，那我们现在死了不谈了，谈在还没死之前怎么样，就是什么健康。 还有什么长寿，还有什么快乐。
Okay, let's put the death aside. Let's talk about while we're still living. How do we maintain our health, long life, and a happy life?
这个健康，是不是只靠运动啊、养生就能够健康？
Now, health. Can we maintain our health only by doing exercise, eating the right food?
我想有很多很多的什么很多的要素，有一部分是我们可以掌控的，那有一部分是外在的，是我们没办法掌控的。譬如说这一个你吃了一个什么有狂牛病的那个什么牛肉，这个你就没办法控制啊。
There are certain elements we could control it, but there are many others we could not. For example, you eat a beef that has some kind of poison virus inside. You have no control over that.
另外还有很多天灾人祸，像最近这个埃及就是死了100人，是不是？还有500人。
Also, calamities happen in the world, such as recent news of the riots in Egypt. There are, they say, about 100 people death, close to 500 people died. You had no control over that.
我们这个色身啊，这个色身，你要比如说要健康，除了你自己努力以外，要不要靠外在的因素
？So this physical body of ours, besides doing things to keep it in a healthy form.Do we have to do something outside of this body to keep it healthy?
我们说我们要吃那些健康的食物，这个食物从哪里来？是外在，就是别人的啊，应该是大家共同努力，还有你自己的业报也够啊。你要想吃健康的食物，但是有一些人是吃不到的，为什么？他的福报不够，像一些游民还有非洲难民，他基本上是吃不到的。
For example, eating healthy food, nutritious food, it's not just you, it's not solely depending on yourself, because this food came from many people's hard work, then will bring to you, and you will have to have the rightretribution to be able to have that opportunity, that resource to eat that. Many others, when these kind of conditions are missing, will not be able to eat healthy food. Like those people who move all the time, they can't settle down, tribes, they have no way ofeating that. That is because they don't have the so-called right retribution in them to be able to consume the right food.
这边有一个名字，不能是医报或是正报啊，正在那边少写了一个啊。色身起皆于医报啊，就是我们这个色身要健康，就是长寿，你要自己的正报的，你自己的努力，还要依靠什么外在的环境，外在的环境包括人事物。
Here the line says, in health and beauty, especially red brings good time, the second line, I'm sorry, our body, our appearance is determined by The causes condition translate actually is much more in general term. Actually, it depending on we call the self retribution or dependent retribution. Self retribution is what you do in this body, and dependent retribution is what others bring to it.
比如说你生在这个什么徽州难这个徽州那个难民区啊，那你的医报就不是很好，或是你就是生在一个就是什么就是什么不毛之地，那你的医报也不好。
For example, if someone is born in Africa, a very rural part of Africa, that is his dependent retribution. So he will have not be able to get what other people in other region be able to get certain nutritious food. That is because his dependent retribution is not allowing this person to do certain things. So that is the dependent retribution.
那在美国算是医报比较好了，可是在这个同样一个环境之下，大家的医报都一样，还是会有差别。
Compare Africa, the rural part, United States, the dependent retribution of all the people in United States is much better. However, even within the same area, in the United States, do all of the people have the same dependent retribution?
像美国有几千个人几千万没有健保，听说四千万是吧？没有健保嘛，对不对？那一样就是有医院，可是你就是没钱。
For example, there are about 4,000,000.
四千万人是不是七千万人没人健保
？There are thousands and thousands of people without health insurance.In the United States. So those people who will have a very different dependent retribution from the people who do have insurance.
还有就是说你也有钱看医生啊，可是你的医报不好，有时候这护士会打错什么会打错针，那医生有时候会什么就开错刀，或是留一把剪刀放在你的肚子里面。
Other situation, like if your dependent retribution is not good, even if you are if you have the ability to pay for a very good doctor, a very good surgeon, but because your dependent retribution is not good, so they might give you the wrong medicine.Or they might did some poor surgical performance.
像我以前我们有一个华师，他是药剂师啊。他说他在配药的时候啊，就是一定会有一个十个会什么会弄错。那你福报不好人就是会吃到他那弄错的那一包药。
A monk used to be a pharmacist who shared his own personal experience to us. He said, when I was minister medicines, put together medicines for patients, there are certain period of time, for some reason, I would make more mistakes than others.So for people who happen to show up at that period of time, more often than not, they will get the wrong medicine from me.
哦，这是一个例子啊。但现在美国是什么？是 double check 就比较少了。可是还是很多例子是你的注定就是那一个人就在这个时候，所以拿错东西给你吃啊。
Well, right now, because of the, they probably have a lot of QA procedures, put into these kind of procedures, so you will probably have a less error, made by, pharmacists. However, mistakes still happen very often, and it just, sometimes it will just happen to you or people you know, simply because their dependent retributions won't allow them to have good results.
所以说就是说我们要设身健康啊长寿啊那其实要去修两样东西啊修你的正报跟什么医报。
So, if we want to have a healthy and long life, we need to cultivate two areas, our physical retribution and our dependent retributions.
就是修医报就是说修你跟众生的关系譬如说你就是帮助别人为别人着想那就跟众生跟其他人建立良好的关系当你有病的时候或是有困难的时候他会来什么帮忙你
What do we mean cultivating dependent retribution? It means that we have to build good relationship with all sentient beings. We have to look after their well-being and take good care of others. Then when we need help, these sentient beings will come and help us.
这在我们生活周遭有时候会发生啊像有些人没汽油了那刚好加油站就在什么就在附近或是你的车子什么抛锚了那个什么汽车修理店就在旁边
Example like it happens in our daily life for example all of a sudden you have no gas very quickly nearby there is a gas station you could then quickly fill up or your car happened to you know had some problem break down and there is a garage very close by so you could quickly just get some help from the garage
这个医正庄严啊前靠心这个医正就是我们的医报跟我们的正报正报就是我们的这个身心身体跟我们的这个的那个心的行为就是五蕴的身心那医报就是你外面来支持你这个正报身的这叫医正啊那庄严就是什么就最圆满的叫做庄严
So if we want to really cultivate our physical dependent retribution or our self-retribution. The self-retribution here actually is about our body, our mind, and our actions that is from the five skandhas. And the dependent retribution is the outside elements that support this self-retribution. To have these two, to complete these two,We need to cultivate our mind and our body, together.
我们讲说西方极乐世界是医正庄严啊就是什么反正没有痛苦然后这一个什么就是黄金为地啊我们叫那个叫做什么医正庄严啊那我们这边算不算医正庄严
Now, when we describe the Western Pure Land, we use the words like our physical body, which means our the self-retribution, which has the physical body, our mind, our five skandhas, and the surrounding elements, which is supporting our body and mind, are all in completion. That's why, that's how it's described, the Western Pure Land. Do you think this world that we are living right now is like the Western Pure Land? That our physical body, our the retribution that determined on our five skandhas and the supporting elements are all in completion, are all in perfect form?
我们这个世界是一正庄严，认为人请举手。
Raise your hand if you think this Saha world is also the self and dependent retribution all in completions. Raise your hand.
有几位啊？好，那有人跟你借钱不还，然后就是。把你撞倒了还诬告你你撞他，你这时候还会不会觉得这是一身庄严？
Alright, for those raise your hand, if someone owe you money, not just not you pay back to you, at the same time, they also come and really hurt your bodies. Do you still feel that this world is the physical body, the five skandhas of yours, and the dependent surroundings are all in completion, which is basically just like Western Pure Land? It's perfect form. They're all perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. They are all perfect. No flaws.
刚才举手人碰到这样的情况之下还觉得庄严吗？请举手。
Those who raise your hand and heard the situation I just described, right? Do you still feel? Raise your hand if you still feel that this world is perfect.
Oh, good.
Not bad.
这是可能的哈，你的心态变了以后，看这个世界，都是什么？都是一正庄严哦。
It is possible. When you change your attitude, you will see the world just perfect.
这个佛陀在维摩诘经里面那个舍利佛就有讲说这个世界哇这个什么土堆啊什么石头啊就是怎么是什么是这个净土呢佛陀就什么一指然后就变成什么变成净土啊。
It is possible in the sutra of Vimalakirti sutra. Absolutely. Sariputra said to Buddha, how could you say this world is perfect because you see those ugly stone, dust, and all that. And what Buddha did was just point his 手是不是手指地
对一指的
Buddha just point his finger on the earth. All of a sudden, Sariputra saw perfect world.
然后就觉悟的人其实他看到也是这个世界也是什么净土。
For those enlightened beings, what they see this world is perfect.
你们可以练习练习，人家骂你哦，闹你，骂到你就是跟进入那个二层那样的快乐，你就感觉那是净土。
You could practice. Practice when someone really scolds you, really harsh words, and you could still scold you to the point for you enter the second dhyana, then you'll be able to see this world is actually pure perfect.
你先从骂开始练习啊，骂不会痛嘛，你被打的话可能就比较难练了。
Practice with harsh words. Because it's harder to practice when someone actually physically abuse you, hit you.
你们这边有没有人这种经验被骂的还蛮舒服的？
Anybody has the experience that even though you're being scolded, you still feel very comfortable.
嗯，可以回去练看哦，反正你被骂不舒服也是被骂，那骂得舒服也是被骂嘛，对不对？这个是可以选择的嘛？啊？
You can practice actually, because you've been scolded anyway. Feeling uncomfortable, comfortable, you've been scolded. So, it's your choice.
其实我们在修这一个，在修那个一正庄严，一个就是没有人来让你烦恼。没有这些疾病的事，那一个是有疾病，可是有人来折磨你，可是你的心是什么？很甘愿的。那对你来讲的话，其实是跟没有折磨是一样的。
So when we cultivate our mind and our attitude, When we cultivate this, our physical body and our surroundings to the point that to become perfect, we have to practice to the point that even when someone is treating us badly, scolded us, hitting us, really throw us in a very, very difficult conditions, we still willingly accept that and joyfully facing the situation. If we could do that, then it is like we have no vexations and our minds are not vexed.
那至于就是说你练到这个医报没有，就这边的人都没有疾病，那大家不会互相争吵，那是另外一种什么，就真的是极乐世界。
If you can cultivate to the point that when you interact with outside environment, you see no sickness, no vexations, no conflicts, then you are in the pure land.
就是这个世界没有战争，没有争斗，没有疾病，大家都很快乐。你去不去？好不好玩？
Well, if this world has no war, no arguments, no conflicts, is that fun? Do you want to be there?
你不会觉得就是很无聊？
You won't feel bored?
刚开始去的时候不错啦，久了以后觉得无聊啦。
Maybe in the beginning, after a while, you'll get bored.
大部分人都会希望这个环境是什么？是美好的。那在努力改变这个环境。那比较想到说，那我去改变我的内心的态度。比较想到，有一点是比较没有想到的啊。
Most of us try very hard to alternate our external environment. Try to change that to the condition in our favors. Very few people would cultivate their inner world and try to change that.
你被骂的时候是想到说，哎呀，这是我的问题，还是想到说他不应该骂你？
When you were scolded by someone, do you think that it's actually my own problem, or you think this person shouldn't scold me?
嗯，那你如果被 lay off 哈，是你想到你的业报不够，还是这个老板没道理？
If you were laid off, would you think, oh, because it is my karmic retribution, or my boss really is not reasonable?
通常是 被 lay off 的时候就要告什么？告你的。
Most of the time, when people are being laid off, they will try to sue their boss.
是不是这样子？
Is that true?
好像有人点头哈。
Some nod their heads.
所以说这个医报庄严就是看我们怎么修哈。你要把外面弄得就是很庄严，其实还是要修你自己的，不是你告别人，别人会不会变成医报庄严？
So when we want to cultivate our external environment to make that purified, do you have to cultivate to do it innerly, or you have to change outside? For example, if someone sue you, well, that person, 当有人告你的时候，是说这个人，刚才法师讲的是说这个人他的医报和正报是，医报是清净的吗？是庄严的吗？
不是，我刚才讲什么？
就是刚有人，
这医报好吗？这医报，你这个医报好吗？
就是你被人家告的时候，
你告人家
的时候，你的医报好吗？ OK, sorry, yeah. For example, you try to change your environment, right? For example, if you sue someone, does that action change better your external retribution or dependent retribution?
你去告人家，那告赢了，对方会不会对你好？
When you sue someone, will that person treat you well? Will that person really be nice to you?
通常会对你很好，但是是什么？
但是怎么样？
是表面的啊，对不对？
Most of the time, they will be very nice to you in the surface, right? They will show courteous appearance to you. It's in the surface.
所以就是，其实你修内在的，比较能够保证外在的医报会，我们说和谐。
Actually, if you cultivate your inner environment, it will more ensure that you will have harmonious relationship with the external environment.
好，第三个就是我们心是可以年轻的，但是身体一定是会老的。那这边健身修心任由精，就是 你到底是要身体的弄得什么非常健康呢，还是要修这个心是健康的，是由你自己去选择。
The third stance we said, the mind can stay young, but the body must age. Keeping the body healthy, cultivating the mind, all depend on what we do. In other words, whether you keep your focus on maintaining this healthy body, or you focus on cultivating your mind, it's up to you to really, keep your mind stay young.
你们有没有看到人，就是他是很年轻的，可是他心是很老的。
Have you seen some people, actually, they are young, physically, but their mind is very old.
往往就是我们身体老，结果心也跟着老，是不是这样子？
What happened usually is when our body aged, our mind also aged.
我记得就是我跟我们这些出家众一些年纪都差不多了，都是四五十岁的人你就觉得那个想法都是比较什么，就是暮气沉沉啊。有一阵子跟那些年轻在一起的时候，哇，你就发觉我就突然间变成年轻起来了。虽然这个什么，这个身体还是那么大的岁数，可是年轻人就是想法就跟你不一样，就充满了什么朝气。
My personal experience, when I surrounded with the monastic, who are about 40, 50.In age, we all sort of feel, you know, our energy is kind of low. But when I'm surrounded with young people, I've all of a sudden become very energetic and young in my spirit.
你们没有发觉跟那些小朋友，就是五六岁的小朋友、三四岁小朋友，你一定是非常什么？你会跟着年轻，会不会？
Have you had that experience when you are surrounded by, with, like a kid, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, you become also very young.
其实就是说那些人因为他们的心就是什么就充满着年轻人的那种气息，就是所以他间接的是影响你的心态也转化为非常的年轻。
The reason for that is because these 5 and 6 year old,Kid, their mind is really full of this livelihood, so that their minds will affect your mind and makes you feel energetic and young.
所以这个要修身啊，其实还是要从修心开始啊。
So actually, to cultivate our physical body, we actually should start by cultivating our mind.
第四个就是迷识法身，执色身，悟识色身，修法身。
The fourth stanza is deluded. Dhammakaya attaches to the physical body. Enlightened, the physical bodycultivates Dhammakaya.
实际上这个法身其实就是我们的真心，或是我们现前这个心啊。那这个心它的内质，它的本质就跟佛的法身是完全一样的。那通常我们不用这颗心去修什么修法身，是用这颗心来执着什么色身。
The Dhammakaya here is talking about our true mind, or the mind, our right at the present moment, the mind of the present moment. The intrinsic nature of our true mind and our present moment mind is equal to Buddha.
我不晓得我们一大家就是一天花多少时间在照顾这个身体。
I don't know all of you how much time you spend every day on taking care of your physical body.
对。然后吃完睡觉都算了。
Someone said, including eating and sleeping. Yes.
我们就从小时候到老，整天都是想要让这个身体哈，一直保持什么？不只是健康，还是保持不要死。
From young age to the old age, every day, we do everything, try to keep this body so it won't die.
我们有时候看东西说这个会不会死，吃了会不会死，有没有？问这个会不会死呢？
When we look at the food or things, we will think, if I eat this, will I die?
然后这个为什么埃及的军队能够控制那些什么可以控制这些他们叫什么反对党，为什么？因为大家怕死。
Also, how come the army in Egypt is able to tame the riots?It is because they're afraid of death.
这天那个埃及，听说有一幅画面，就是坦克前面有躺几个人，有没有看到这个画面？
画面？
就那个他们那个，就是他们坦克车前面有人就躺在那边，躺在战车前面。
Recently, I saw a screen that there are.The picture is like the tank in front of a tank. In front of the tank, there are a few bodies lying down on the floor, right in front of the tank.
那有人说觉得算不算勇敢？
Do you count these people as very courageous?
我们判断说你敢不敢？
If you are afraid,Will you dare to do that? Lie in front of the tank?
这也就是我们大部分的人都花心思在经营这个色身，不要死。
Most of us spend a lot of time and effort to keep.This body alive and not, and to make sure that we don't die.
所以我们这一生不断的在经营，让这一个身体不要死。啊，这一个这样的一个惯性，我们在投胎的时候，是不是这个惯性还会继续再来，还是一样怎么样？保住你这个生命不要死。
So we spend this lifetime, to maintain this body so it won't die. So we create this habitual tendency of spending all effort and energies and time to maintain this body not dying. And when we actually died, And this habitual tendency of trying to keep this body not dying will stay with us.
所以我们一般人可能很少去就是用色身来修法身，大部分是用法身来执着色身。
Ordinary sentient beings rarely use their physical body to cultivate their true mind. Usually, what they do is use this true mind to totally attach to their physical bodies.
我们大家是不是就是大部分的时间就是怎么样维持这个色身？就是什么？不要死。
And we spend most of our time to maintain the health of this body so that it won't die.
色身注定会死的，哪个东西不会死？
However, physical body will die. Can you think of anything that won't die?
想不想有一个东西是不会死的？
Anything that's not die, won't die.
有没有？
You know?
其实就是法身也可以，或者说你现在你这个心它是不会死的。Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, the true mind and that mind of present moment won't die.
对，没有生就没有死，对。
Someone said, no birth, then no dying.
那通常因为我们不知道有那个不生不死的，我们叫什么？涅槃或者什么空性。
This not birth, not death, is what we call the nature of emptiness.
通常我看那些禅师的那些禅师大部分都不是大部分应该是全部的都什么都不怕死。
When you look the records of those well-established Chan masters, none of them afraid of death.
我昨天听那个谁听我们一个菩萨讲说仁进长老有一次那个军队像日本军队要来不知道要枪杀什么，然后他站出来，就是什么，大家都跑光了，他就站出来，他不怕死。
I heard a story about Master Ren Jun. One time during the Japanese war, and the troops came in, and then Master Ren Jun would stand out, face the troops, not afraid of death.
还有像师父，在最后的时候，我们就有法师，就是拿那个棺材的那个什么三不如啊，就是样本哈，还有就是那个。这个灵堂的布置给师父看说师父这个这样好不好这样师父说好庄严好像不是那样死的样子。
At the end of 师父's life, they were preparing his funeral, and, a monastic showed 师父samples of the coffins.And show him the design of the ceremony. And Sifu said, pretty good. Very auspicious. As if this is not for him.
所以假设你不花太多的时间在照顾这个生命呢，其实你是可以用我们现前这个心可以开花非常多的东西。
Actually, if you don't spend too much time try to maintain this body to be healthy and not dying, actually, you could develop many, many, you could actually expand yourself to many, many things.
我想我们就是执着这个身体已经非常熟练了，不用再修了。
Actually, we've been cultivating this attachment to our body for so long, and we're so familiar with. We don't really need to cultivate further.
我们有很多的品质是可以开花的，譬如说，这个忍辱啊，哦，或是帮助别人啊，或是就是。不在乎自己啊，这些都当然是可以开花的啊。
We have so many qualities we could develop, such as endurance, helping others, persistencies, as such. These areas we could actually expand and develop.
你开花很好的品质，这个部分会延伸到什么？到未来世，就是下一世，把自己弄得漂亮亮的话，下一世会不会漂亮的？
These qualities developing of these qualities, endurance, helping others, persistencies, will pass down to your next lifetime.If you spend time to cultivate beauty, physical appearance, will that go past to your next lifetime?
你看到人都生欢喜心，然后折磨你的，你也生欢喜心，你一直开花这一个，这个部分会不会延伸到未来世？会，这种态度会延伸的。
If you cultivate this attitude of joyful mind when you encounter anybody, even to the people who actually wrong you and torture you, this quality of itself, you will carry to your next lifetime.
所以就是要去什么，我们说永续经营啊，就是你现在修的东西它是可以什么一直累积的。
So what we're trying to say here is, you want to cultivate those qualities that you can bring with you forever.
啊，接下来就是我们新春啊，花宴修福慧，那四段烦恼除业障。
We continue to the fifth stanza. Vow to cultivate wisdom and merit in the new year.Determined to cut off vexations and eliminate karmic obstruction.
这个花宴，可以花小宴，也可以花大宴哦。我不晓得你们今年有没有花宴。
Making a vow can be small or big. I don't know any of you whether you have made a new vow for a vow for this new year.
就有一些人啊，你也看有。就有些人是花宴，比如说花宴，早起啦，那花宴每天要运动半个小时啊，这个宴也可以啦，不过就是有点小一点啦。
Some people vow to get up early every morning, do exercise at least for 30 minutes. It's a good vow, but a little small.
最好是花这个断烦恼，然后修福慧的那个宴哦。
It's best if you could vow to cut off vexations and cultivate wisdom and merit.
哦，那烦恼，烦恼当然很多种啊、我们叫贪嗔痴嘛啊。
When we talk about vexations, there are many kinds. We say greed, hatred, and ignorance.
里面有没有画一个，就是断贪嗔的烦恼的愿？
Have any of you made a vow that you're going to cut off the greed, hatred, and ignorance?
没有，就是像，就是、
哦、先发贪，
断贪跟断嗔的。
Any of you made a vow to cut off greed and hatred?、
啊、有，他有，好。
One person raised his hand.
现在就是，可以，我自己歇佛开始的时候，就是二十几年前的时候，我就就是修这一个，很简单哈、哦，就是好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌。
20 some years ago, I made a vow that when I encounter good things, I won't like it. I won't arise this mind of like the things. And if I encounter something that I dislike, I won't hate it.
比如说这个好吃的不能想吃，那不好吃的不能不吃。
For example, good food, 好吃的不去想吃。
对，不想。
When I see a very good food, my mind won't arise, oh, I really love to eat it. Or when I see something, it's some bad food, I won't arise the mind say, 哎呦 I won't eat it.
好了，就是。
所以这不是还是有分别心吗？还是有
没关系，不用跑那么快啊。
Your mind race too fast. Let's slow down a little.
你先把这个做好啊，再来讲那个什么三轮体空的。
Let's do this simple task first. Then we go deeper.
你讨厌的人你不要闪避。
The people you don't like, don't try toAvoid them.
就有人骂你，就你不要想还击。
Someone scold you, don't fight back.
那你很喜欢的人，你不要就是被他连住走不开啊。
People you really like, don't get too attached to them.
那没人要做的工作，你不要拒绝。
Every day, the task that you have to do, don't refuse it.
那你很喜欢的工作的话，你愿意别人去吗？把你抢着去做。
The job that the task that you really love, it's okay. You can allow other to do it.
那我讲的不好听，你不要来。
Also, the lecture that I did really poorly, don't not come.
你能够做到这样子的话，比我讲得很好，你听得很舒服，你的成就还大。
If you could do this, it's your accomplishment is bigger than I had a very good talk. I did a very good talk.
这真的。
It is true. 你是在I'm fighting with myself every day.
好，这就是下面讲的业力跟什么业力两个在什么，整天都在什么，都在消长，都在打架。
That's a good question. Segue into our sixth stanza. As you strengthen your vows, you weaken your karma. But weak vows and strong karma are usually the case.
这一个。我们愿力就是要什么去违背业力，那就叫愿力啊。
The vow, our vow power is help us to against our karmic force.
如果我们的愿力是没有违背业力的，带那个叫做什么？叫做欲望。
If our willpower is not really against our karmic force, it's actually we are increasing that karmic force. We are following this karmic force.
应该这样讲，就是顺着什么？顺着业力的愿望，叫做欲望。
啊。If you follow your karmic force, if you, the wish that you follow, that your, the wish, the vow to follow this karmic force itself is desire.
其实这两者都是愿力，但是一个是顺从什么？顺从业力的，一个是违背业力的。
Actually, these all following, these are all vows, but one is following your karmic force, and the other is against your karmic force.
那通常我们愿力跟业力在什么冲突的时候，谁会胜？
In a common situation, when there is a conflict betweenOur vow and our karmic force, who will win?
当然是业力啊，业力已经什么？我们已经修炼的几百年了。
Of course, it's our karmic force because we've been cultivated for so long, so many kalpas.
所以就是说，要违背业力的话，那我们就是必须。不断的什么，像书讲的什么，时时发愿，处处什么发愿。
Because of that, because we've been cultivating for so long, these following our karmic force and our desire, we need to make a vow to against this karmic force. And how to do that? We have to make vows moment by moment.At all time.
那其实比较有效的方法是，你能够看到业不是业力是什么？是虚妄的。
Most effective way is if you could see that even that wish, the vow itself is empty, then you're more capable of doing it.
如果你能够就是用禅修的方法观照到业力是只是以什么一个相，那只是我们就把他们叫做把草，我常讲把心中的妈妈当成真正的妈妈啊，就是并没有妈妈在里面，那比较容易克服什么，就转化业力。
If we cultivate chant.Then we will be able to see our even vow itself is a form. Sorry, I haven't really finished. And then, so it's like what I've said in my previous lectures. It's like,When your mind arise, when your thought of your mother arise, your mind, you know it's not real, it's just a thought arising your mind. If you could cultivate this, this is the essence of Chan practice. If you could see that even this vow is form, is empty, then you will be able to do what Shifu has said. Moment by moment, you are in making the vow.
那刚才这位菩萨说，刚才这位菩萨讲说，有没有可能就是因为业力看空以后，什么事都不做
？Someone said, "Okay, if you see everything empty, then why bother doing anything?"
哦，这样的想法并不是真的看空了啊。
If you have this kind of mindset, actually you're not in accordance with the nature of emptiness.
那真的，如果是真正的空，你为什么不做？
If you really see everything is empty, then why you don't do, why don't you do it?
其实任何一个东西本来就是空，就是因为空，所以你有种种可能。
It is because everything, every phenomena is empty. Therefore, you have all possibilities to do things.
那因为空，比如说你，假如业力不空的话，你不可能转化业力的。
Because it is empty, you were able to change. But if you or a karmic force is not empty, then you can't transform it.
假如嗔恨不是空的话，你就不可能转化嗔恨为什么？为慈悲。
If the hatred itself is not empty, then you will not be able to. It's impossible to change it into compassion.
就是因为空，所以你也可以做，也可以不做。
It is because it is empty, so you could either do it or not do it.
来这边就是我们时时化验。那在这个，在我们还没有看清楚这个业力，这个业力是什么，是虚妄的话，那常常是业力跟。业力跟愿力两者在什么？我们说在搏斗。
Before we realize that our karmic force itself is also is a delusion, our karmic force and our vow powers are constantly in battle.
那在这边事实上就是在业力跟愿力的一种就是拉扯之下，其实训练这种百折不挠的精神其实是最什么最有价值的、啊、
But what is the true value here? While we are battling with our karmic force, our vow power, it is thatDetermination of never giving up. Determination that we will, no matter how many times we fail, we don't give up. It itself is most important and most valuable.
你们有没有什么事你做了一千次或是一万次都没有成功，你还是继续做？有这样的经验吗？
Do you have any experience that one thing that you have failed?10,000 times, but you continue doing it, continue try to do it right. Have you experienced that?
你看爱迪生是就是一千次嘛，他做一千次就成功了。如果一万次，他可能也会一万次继续做一万次。
Edison, he failed so many times during the experiment.He fell 100 times. I believe if he fell even 100 times, he would still continue trying. And eventually he succeeded.
如果你能够发现说这一个无论如何我也把它做起来，这一生做不起来，下一生再做起来，我想你保证你这东西一定可以做起来的。
If one thing you want to do and you make the vow,And no matter what happens, I will keep trying until I succeed. If I can't do it this lifetime, I will continue in my next lifetime. I believe eventually you will succeed.
你知道我们有什么东西我们已经训练出来是百折不挠的。我们每个人都已经训练了，有一样东西都是百折不挠的。
There are one thing.All of us has that is unbeatable. Do you know what that is?
啊？我们就是怎么样我都要活下去，这个你都是百折不挠的。
It is the wish to live regardless. We live forever regardless.
所以你就是一投胎的时候，这一个什么百折不挠的精神就继续一直延续下去。
So when the moment when you were born, that vow wanted to continue living is there. So you keep making this vow, I won't die, I want to keep living. Will go with you to your next lifetime.
可是另外一个就是那个智慧啊，其实它也是百折不挠的，但是我们没有去开花。
Actually,Our wisdom, true wisdom, is also unbeatable, but we don't usually cultivate that.
所以就是今天来听，其实你只要记住这一个就好了，就是你锻炼百折不挠，不管你做什么，你就是一次、一千次、一万次，我都继续做下去。
So forget about everything I said. Just one thing you remember: don't persistency.Make the vow, keep trying, keep trying, don't give up.
你就是没有成功，你也会变成那个领域的什么专家，你相不相信？
Even if you're not really succeed the way you wanted, but you will become an expert in that area, right?
而且你这种百折不挠的精神，我们说它会一直什么，一直你有一次百折不挠的经验的话，你用这一个精神做其他事，铁定成功的。
Also, this determination to succeed, regardless how many times you fail, that itself will help you. That if you have experience once with that, then it will help you to other areas of what you're doing.
所以师父讲说，他现在。嗯，他是已经往生了啊。师父说他不再训练人家怎么开悟，他就是要训练弟子，就是锻炼成百折不挠的精神。
师父 once said, he is not here to train people how to become enlightened. He is here to train his disciples how to maintain this unbeatable attitude. Keep trying, keep trying, not giving up.
师父说，只有百折不挠的精神，你那个开悟才能够什么？才能够到毕竟的，我们说什么？就是彻悟。
师父 say, it is only with the spirit of unbeatable determination, one will be able to attainThe complete enlightenment.
如果你想开悟，那你就告诉自己，这一生没开悟，我下一生什么再来，下一生没有再什么再来。
So if any of you want to gain enlightenment, you should make a vow saying, if I don't do it, if I can't succeed this lifetime, I will come back again, do it again. If I don't succeed,This next lifetime, I will keep going until one day I achieve that.
然后你做什么事，还要保持刚才说好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌，你就能够什么一直继续做下去。
And when you are encounter your tasks, maintain the attitude. The good things I won't arise this attachment mind that you want.To have it. In bad situation, you won't arise this hatred attitude and say, I don't like it. Then you just keep doing your task, then you will succeed.
如果你能够百折不挠，其实下面两条你也会什么，会完，会实现啊。
Actually, if you maintain this attitude and then practice of endurance and determination and not giving up,Then you will be one day dissolve this your vexation and karmic obstructions.
所以今年我想最大的红包就是百折不挠的精神带回去。
So for this new year, the big red envelope I want to give all of you is this spirit of determination, unbeatable, don't give up.
所以你就化验什么，我就是从现在开始什么，我训练我这种百折不挠的精神。
So make a vow right now, I will train myself have the spirit of determination, unbeatable mind, attitude, and don't give up.
你下次来生来，你就讲说我的愿望就是开花百折不老的精神。
So the next lifetime you come back, you will tell yourself, my wish for myself for this lifetime is the same. I will have the mind of determination, don't give up, keep trying.
你其他的愿都没有完成没关系，百折不老的精神一定要什么？一直抓住，一直抓住，一直抓住。
Regardless other vows that you made, whether they succeed or not, you have to maintain this one, this vow of determination. No matter how many times you fail, you keep trying until you succeed.
祝大家永远百折不老。
Wish all of you forever unbeatable determination.
好，阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
值不值得？
值得。Is it worth it?
什么问题？
我有个问题就是，你说这个百折不挠，和这个佛书里面讲的这个我执和执着，这个关系就我不知道该怎么。
我们私下讲好了。
They raise the question, this mind of determination and, persistency, how is that related to the mind of attachment? And Fasu said, because of the time, he will privately talk to this person.